The ambassadors of G7 countries to Ukraine have arrived in Odessa, declaring the importance of the agreement on the export of agricultural products through Ukrainian ports. My fellow G7 ambassadors and I are in Odessa with Turkey to reiterate the importance of the UN brokered deal allowing food to be shipped out of Ukraine. Russia must respect the deal, British ambassador to Ukraine Melinda Simmons posted on Twitter. The other day, the opening ceremony of the Joint Coordination Center, JCC, created as part of the implementation of the grain deal, was held in Istanbul. Diplomats from the UN will work in the center together with representatives of Turkey, Ukraine, and the Russian Federation. The main task of the JCC is to inspect vessels that will take part in grain exports from the three ports of Ukraine on the Black Sea, Odessa, Chornomorsk, and Pivdeni. According to Minister of Infrastructure of Ukraine Alexander Kubrakov, the initiative to unblock ports for grain exports will be suspended if Russia carries out manipulations in the Black Sea which, according to the assessment of the competent authorities, will pose a danger. As a reminder, the agreement on the resumption of grain exports was signed between Ukraine, Turkey, and the UN Secretary-General last Friday, the 22nd of July. Russia signed the same agreement with the Turkish side and the UN. According to the agreement terms, Russia is allowed to ship out its fertilizers. Three Ukrainian ports should be unblocked: Odessa, Pivdeni, and Chornomorsk. The control of the ports remains entirely with the Ukrainian side. No ships other than those destined for the export of grain and related foodstuffs will be in these ports. The very next day after the agreement had been signed, the Russian Federation violated it by striking the Odessa port with missiles. Such actions were condemned by the United Nations, the European Union, and the United States, while Turkey called on the parties to fulfill the agreements reached. Bodin Marushiak.